for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Ross Dellinger is reporting SEC school executives are exploring extreme measures to address LSU's plans to add former pro players, including boycotting competition, sanctioning the school with probation or expulsion, and filing a federal legal challenge. The conversations on the matter are serious. Within the conference, considered not league-driven, but membership-led. I'm telling you, it's a bad look. It's a really bad look for LSU. Why is it just LSU? Why is it just Will Wade and Lane Kiffin? Because they're the two of the most selfish coaches there is. Ernie is an LSU fan, and he says he's okay with it. Let's bring him in here. Hey, Ernie.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, look, I'm a longtime LSU fan, and don't get me wrong, I want them to go about it the right way. But also at the same time, I have to disagree with the comment that was made earlier about LSU fans not necessarily wanting it. At the end of the day, I want my team to win. And if they go about it the right way, if they're allowed for some other reason to do this, then I'm okay with it. And just to give you one example, my daughter runs track on a 4x100 team, and she went to a new track club. And because she was faster than one of the other girls, they had to kick her off, who had been with the club for a long time. So I get it. Look, if somebody's been there for a long time and they've been part of the team and they've been working their butt off, I get it. But at the end of the day, you want the best players on the field, and that's what I'm for.
All right. I don't want to start a political conversation here, but since you said that, where would you be if she had to compete against a biological boy? Where would you be on that one?
If she had to compete with a boy?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I wouldn't want her to compete. I think it would be unfair.
Well, wait a minute, but that school is trying to do everything they can to win. And if they can add a transitional girl and they want to win, then that's okay.
Wait.
I mean, look.
I just walked in.
If they let them do it, then they're playing within the letter of the law.
Okay, so you're okay with girls if in fact the state says it's okay for and your daughter competing against a biological boy, then you're okay with it. Well, then you're not being hypocritical.
It's in the letter of the law.
Okay. If it's in the letter of the law, got it. I disagree with it. I love college football. I've loved college football all my life, and I know a lot. Wendy's family, we're all, they love college football, and this is not college football. College football has always been, if you go pro, you can't come back.
You know what is college football?
An LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
That's
college. You can never trust LSU fans.
That's college football.
That's why I don't listen to anything you say about LSU fans, Sean, because I know what they're capable of. Actually, it's funny. I've got two text messages that came in from LSU fans. One is a younger fan and one is going to be a little older fan. The older fan said, this whole thing annoys the hell out of me. It shouldn't be a thing. One guy for 1 year is dumb. It's not good for LSU. So in other words, the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
That's not.
Is what he's saying. I think that's what you're saying. The other fan, and who is younger, he's in his early 30s. I think he's like 30, 31, says, this is one player. It shouldn't be a big deal. Players are moving around in the portal. This is something the NCAA is allowing. This should be, no, it's not what the NCAA is allowing. It's the courts allowing it, by the way. He said, this should not be a big deal.
It's two players, not just one player. And I'm sure there would be more.
You're talking about RJ, or is there two on the football team also?
Well, there's the DT, and then there's the tight end. And if Pyburn wasn't picked up by the Chiefs, there would be a third.
Yeah, Jack Pyburn. Oh, he got picked up.
He got waived and picked up. And if he hadn't got picked up by anyone, there would be a third. LSU ain't stopping at two if they have the opportunity. I don't have a real passion on this. I'll just let it play. I'm just happy the games are coming, so I don't have to deal with the nonsense that is off the field during the college football offseason.
So messy.
Yeah, I just want to watch the games, and they're here certainly in earnest starting Saturday. But if you are open about, hey, we just want to win at all costs, there's not much I can do to fight you on it, because at least you're pretty plain about what time you're on. The Lane Kiffin stuff we heard is nonsense. We all know what time he's on. And if Ernie is on that time too, cool. You want to win? I get it. You want to enjoy your Saturdays, and you don't really care who takes issue with it, because you know what? They're not there to comfort you if you're losing games. So I get all that. I just want to get to Saturday so the games are on. That's all.
Yep. Absolutely. I do. I really think it puts a black mark on LSU. I do. 713-780-3776. You can have a differing opinion. You are more than welcome to it right here on ESPN.
Lane Kiffin does not care what you think.
No.
Not one single bit. Never has cared what anyone thinks.
Here is Eli Drinkwitz, though. And I think this was a longer, I got a shortened version of it, but it's still a version of, I wholeheartedly agree. This is the Missouri head coach. Here's what he had to say. Oh, okay. Dell's getting it. College football is broke. That's the bottom line. College football is broke.
Yeah.
And you don't have a governing body. It's the Wild West, the portal, the payments, the everything about it. It is broken, and it's important that it gets fixed because it is important to a lot of people. I mean, he struggled to get out that it's the second biggest sport in America. It is, though, and it is, and arguably, with all the number of people that watch every week, it's the biggest sport in America, arguably. There's 100,000 people in all of those, in how many stadiums in the country? And 40 to 50 in others, and where there's 32 teams and 16 games with 70,000 people. But you can argue that college football is just as big.
Hold on.
Here is Eli Drinkwitz talking about this situation.
And we do not know what the rules are for eligibility. That's embarrassing, man. This is the second biggest sport in college in the world, in the United States. It's the second biggest sport in the United States, most watched sport in the United States. And for us to be operating like this is a complete clown show.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the breaking point. Like and look, I'm not for this either. This is where your breaking point, this is it. We're going to have, you know, 7 or 8 players come back for a year. This is where it's the breaking point.
Well,
not the portals every year where every team has 7 to 14 new players.
Isn't there always a straw that breaks the camel's back?
North Carolina had 70 players on their roster, new players on their roster. Iowa State had 85. This is it. It's not the NILs that are being currently being. My son sent this over. I don't know if there's a story. LSU, I think A&M, Miami. They're all being looked at for collective deals that are, there's some impropriety there where they're talking to players and administrators about it. This is it. This has been broken for a long time. This is ever since they decided there's no guardrails, this thing's been broken. I mean, this is a joke. You've got no control over this at all. This is just another thing to throw on the heap that is college football. But guess what? If we're being honest about it, once Saturday kicks off, like Dell's point, it really doesn't matter. All the stuff we talk about Monday through Friday, we all forget about it on Saturday. Honestly the truth.
Absolutely. And it's been that way for the last couple of years with the portal and with the money that's been going around. But there is at some point the straw that you just go, okay, this is
what would that look like, though, to you, John? People will stop watching. Like, what will if the straw broke the camel's back, what will then happen?
The straw that breaks the camel's back will actually get rules into college football. We have to have rules as opposed to what's going on now, where you don't, you know what? There's no governing body for this thing. You need to have that. And if this all of a sudden wakes all of college football up and says, okay, we got to fix this thing, then maybe they will. I'm not saying nobody's going to watch. I'm saying it's got
to
be fixed.
They're going to have to win in court. I mean, what one thing that we've seen is that agents for players are going to fight everything that restricts or limits. And so it eventually they have to get a win in court, or the government has to come down and create an antitrust exemption, which means they're going to have to become a unionized entity.
That's exactly it. That's it. The courts getting involved is like the worst thing that could, that has been the worst thing for college football yet. The court system has no idea about what college football is or should be, and just makes, depending on your political slant, the court system is making rules for college football, which is ridiculous.
Well, depending on your, it's really not even political, it's regional. If their team, it's Louisiana judges ruling in favor of LSU. It's Texas Mississippi, Tech. Texas Tech, it's a judge ruling in favor. Mississippi ruling in favor. It's not even political. It's regional based on the college is what we're seeing right now. And then, but, you know, however, the courts aren't getting involved. The courts are being involved by lawsuits that they have to step in. They're not just randomly grabbing stuff. There are people who file lawsuits, and then it goes to court. So they're bringing the courts into this.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. The Athletic put out a list of the top 50 under 40 NFL people. You have to be under 40 years old to make the list.
Uh-huh.
Frank Ross, special teams coordinator.
And barber.
Don't do this again.
Barber.
Don't
barber
do this.
To the stars.
He's not a barber to the stars. He's a barber.
Cut you up, give you a face.
He cuts hair for charity.
Give you a shape up.
And there's no question.
Fade you.
That is a great thing to do.
He can line you up.
But we've done this already.
He can line you up.
No pro. Not even Dejon Love would go to Frank Ross.
Not even Dejon Love. Of course, he's the phony. Have you seen some of the videos of Dejon Love coming out?
Yes.
It's incredible.
Dejon Love's not going.
We really aren't doing enough with Dejon Love.
Any fake football?
Honestly.
Any other fake football player who's scamming women wasn't going to Frank
Ross?
They
would go to Frank Ross.
No, I'm telling you.
Fake football player.
You don't. You, for a person who has recently made a change in how you get your hair cut, knows that Pete guys are devoted to their. You're generally devoted to the barber.
Del, you need to go get your cut by.
I'm not doing that.
Frank Ross.
I'm just telling you, Frank Ross isn't even really open for business. He does this charitably for people, which is great. But he doesn't have a chair someplace where people can just walk in and get their haircuts.
I'm pretty sure a bunch of Texans have gotten their haircuts.
I've done this. No, it's not happening.
You know, Kalen Rutledge would. He don't care.
Yeah, he didn't care.
And yet, is Kalen Rutledge
say
getting
what you
want to
say?
By Frank
no black
Ross?
Guys would do it. Say what you want to say.
Reed Blankenship wouldn't get his hair cut by Frank Ross.
But he's in the secondary.
What do you? And that's a white guy.
I mean, he's his. The,
what do you?
The room,
oh, you mean
the
he cares about?
Fun, the room
you,
would make.
What you're
fun
saying
of
is he cares about his hair and his
no,
look.
No, I'm not going to sit here
saying.
And say I cut
what
Alex's
you just,
hair.
What,
I started with a 4.
We've known
and then
what
I went
Alex
down to a 2
his
on his on his
edged. He edged
no, I taper fade.
You
know, I gave him a little taper fade.
Why don't you say it? You know the deal. You're saying the white guys don't care as much about their look, so they'll go to Frank Ross. That's what you're saying.
I mean, that's what you're trying to
no,
say.
No, that's what you said, because I said
no, white guys white guys trust more than black guys do.
What is that based on?
Right.
What is that
no,
based
because,
on?
No, because black guys grew up. It's got to be a black guy cutting your
tell
hair.
Tell me about black. I want you to tell me about black people.
White guys don't care.
This isn't going
to Reed Blankenship would care. I'm telling you, people who care about their cut aren't going to Frank Ross.
Well, if you now listen, if you only play teams, you'll let Frank Ross
no, not
cut
even.
Your hair.
British Brooks
just
ain't
to be
going,
close to the coach.
British Brooks ain't letting Frank Ross cut his hair.
No, because he wants
happen.
To get in.
It's
he wants to carry
happening.
The rock.
Yeah, he's right. Teams are going to
cut it out. He's not.
Teams are going.
He is not cutting any Texans.
No, so you get you
squad,
getting good with the coach. I trust you,
you guys,
coach. I trust you.
You guys
implicitly.
Did this the last time, and it fell on deaf ears, and it will again. No Texan player is getting their hair cut by Frank Ross unless it's for a charitable event.
Okay. Dino Vasso is the defensive backs coach. He's on the list. DJ Debick. Director of player personnel is on the list. He's 35 years old And that's those are the three Texans that are are part of it. That's it. I think that's it. So we got some up and comers, boys. Mm-hmm. We got some up and comers. Who's on the who wants to talk about this?
Nobody
issue?
Now.
Now you chased them away, trying to pick up Frank Ross.
Well, because you two go on and on.
No, I just made the point that, and it's a correct one. He ain't cutting Texan player hair.
Mm-hmm.
Since no one's on the line, can I bring something up I was thinking about? Have you ever seen it? Show I didn't watch the show, but I'm familiar with it, and it shows up a lot on my it'll show up on my reels or whatever. Because once you spend too much time on it, it immediately goes to your algorithm like, oh, this is what he wants. So, Dell, are you familiar with Cesar Millan?
The dog whisperer?
The dog whisperer. John, are you familiar with Cesar Millan?
Yes. No.
Yes. So, Cesar Millan, he is a, I don't know his ethnicity. He's got a little bit of an accent like this. And he's not a big guy, but he's got a certain look to him. And what he does is he goes to families who are, you know, there's Gordon Ramsay goes to restaurants that are just completely crappy, and he fixes them and changes them.
Mexican-American.
There's a, okay, so Cesar Millan is Mexican-American. There's the bar rescue, right, where the guy goes in and he rescues the bars that are crappy. This guy goes in and works with dogs. So dogs that are especially overly aggressive, and they're dogs that no one would ever think of messing with, but this guy knows how to deal with them. He knows how to deal with them. He says you have to basically show them that you're the boss. He's been bit on the hand multiple times. He's like, he knows the ways. And a lot of times it's very physical. Like, he'll snatch a dog by the throat and throw him on the ground and hold him down and stand over him with his eyes, look in his eyes until he dominates the dog. And the dog, you know, one of these super aggressive dogs, kind of he breaks them of their behavior. Going to the food bowl when they're not supposed to, he'll smack it in the throat and stand over the bowl, smack it in the throat, and go,
that's good. That's just good parenting.
And I was thinking, could we have someone do that to John at an event, Dell, when he goes for the beer or at the fantasy football? Could somebody like wrap him in the throat and go, kss, kss, make those noises? You know what I'm saying?
No, that's what you do with your kids. Okay.
Yeah, you could do that. I was, but made me think, like, could someone slow John down with some of those moves?
Okay.
The John
they won't
whisper?
Staff back, Del. You give them a fresh one.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one way to do it, sure.
I was just thinking of the John whisper.
Are you going to, who you think would be most likely to welcome that task and be able to do it and not back down?
Better be pretty big.
Well, Caesar's not very big, and he gets it done.
Caesar's not very big, and boy, he's got a lot of confidence.
He just established dominance.
He establishes
dominance. Doesn't matter
dominance
how big the dog
we
is.
We could try him on, John, I guess, but get try John it, on the Caesar. Ground, and he can just go.
See how this works out for you,
snapping
Caesar.
You in the throat.
Yeah. See how John responds. Yeah. I think it's a good idea. I just don't know who wants to.
There's got
to
be somebody
the John
out there.
Handler.
There's somebody out there, some big
the
guy.
The John Handler?
Yeah, okay. Someone who can. The John Whisperer, even.
Yeah, it's a John Whisperer.
I don't know who would do it. Would Michael do it?
Michael? From Next Level?
Yeah.
Who takes a picture?
Michael Carroll?
No,
I think he actually
Michael
is
Carroll.
Involved in, like, jiu-jitsu also.
Oh, okay. So possible.
So he might be the guy, yeah. Hmm. He's smaller than he used to be.
Hey, I got to apologize to the city. Last week when we were at the Golden Nugget, I had mentioned possibly a tropical storm coming in. Mm-hmm. And hitting Lake Charles,
mm-hmm.
And it looks like it formed as soon as I said that.
Congratulations to you!
Yeah, you're like, hopefully it'll hit there and then come our way after that.
After
and
that,
I was thinking, hey, we're in Lake Charles. The Nuggets here. I don't think they want a tropical storm.
I didn't want a hurricane, but a tropical storm would be just fine. And here we are.
We do need some rain. I will say this.
Yes, we need some rain.
We could use just a rainstorm.
Are we going to get the dirty end?
The dirty end's the worst.
Well, it currently stands that we will get the west end of the...
That's the dirty end.
That's the dirty end? Yeah. The west side of the storm.
Yeah, it's gonna slap us with all that dirty Lake Charles water.
Well,
wow.
Well,
you know, Lake Charles water is very similar to Galveston water, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's just the same water.
So I'm looking at the rain chances. I mean, it does have the 69% chance of rain on Thursday, so we're not even at 100. Like, we need to get some rain. Actually, it was pretty comfortable yesterday. 50% today, 67 tomorrow, 69, 62 on Friday. Then on Cougar football day, 45% rain.
Yeah.
That's good. That's fine.
Thunderstorm.
The highs of 89, which is a lot better.
We need some rain. It's going to be horrible here in L.A. It's going to be like 82 for the next week and a half.
Yeah, but potential for mudslides and earthquakes.
Yeah. Well, it's every day.
Well, speaking of mudslides, oh, my God. The Nepal videos I'm seeing look straight out of CGI that I've seen on the biggest catastrophic sci-fi movie you've ever seen where waves come in and wash away New York or whatever. That's what it looked like in Nepal. It is unbelievable, some of the videos that they're seeing. And it's a huge glacier melt. I mean, because, you know, it's getting warmer. The glacier melted off, fell 4,000 feet. And it was a whole, basically like a landslide. And it crashed so hard, it ended up being a 5.2 seismic event. And that's what created that level of floods. Like, it's just, the videos are astonishing if you see it. There's some new videos that are coming out that are being pieced together. And, I mean, it's like something you would see in a movie, that a dystopian movie that wipes out an entire major city. That's what it looks like. Waves coming over giant buildings, waves of just mud, basically. And they say it's basically like concrete now, the stuff that's in that. And I don't know how many people are still missing. It's an astonishing number, but I'm watching people run from it.
It looks like concrete, too.
It does look like. I'm watching people run before it gets there. You can just hear the noise, and all I can think of was they're cooked. Like, they don't even know that they have zero chance.
Yeah. All right. 713, I've just apologized for bringing this on to the city. I apologize. 713-780-3776. We're not going to apologize for St. Arnold. We're going to love them.
No, St. Arnold is awesome. They did a great job. They always do a great job. I want to tell you about your personal events, your private events. Maybe you have a fantasy football party that you want to get set up. And you know, you could do that in the main area. If you just grab a table and you could do that. But it'd be better going to the Investors Pub where you can have 20 to 100 people. Invite all your friends. Invite your buddies who aren't even in the league and turn it into a big event. They'll cater for you. They'll have the drinks, obviously, great cider, great beer, soft drinks. They've got that all. They make their own root beer, which my kids absolutely love. But St. Arnold is a party every time you go, and they want you to bring your party to them. They want to host it, whether it's in the beer hall like we had for our listener appreciation event, which is great for large events. They have AV capabilities. So they've got microphones, and they've got computers hooked up to the screen so you can run PowerPoints. You can show fun videos and shots, and screenshots, etc. If you're doing a wedding reception, that's something they can do for you. They have the smaller for 20 to 100. They have the larger for 100 plus. And no matter which location you go to inside the St. Arnold Brewery there, they are going to handle all of the heavy lifting so that you can enjoy your party. So bring your parties, bring your Christmas parties, bring your events to St. Arnold. Go to StArnold.com, click private events in the upper right-hand corner, and just go find out how much it would cost. If you mention Lance Zierlein or ESPN 97.5, they're going to give you a free one-hour bar package. So ask about that free one-hour bar package as well and what that will entail. But you got to mention that you heard about it here on ESPN 97.5. It's StArnold.com.
All right, welcome back.
Whoa.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, we haven't talked about the Astros in a while. They win again. The Astros taking care of business against the White Sox last night. Huge homer by Nelson Velasquez in the fourth inning with two outs. Cam Smith has just tripled two outs, and they both came through with two outs. You know, the Astros have been scoring a lot of runs lately with two outs. Cam Smith had two RBIs with two outs. Velasquez had the two RBI homer.
Mm-hmm.
There was a game. It was in New York. It was the Yankee game, one of the Yankee games. I think they scored Varsho had a huge game. Maybe it was the Friday night game against the Mets, but they just scored almost, I forget how many runs with two outs. They've been coming through.
Two-out runs are a delicacy.
Yeah.
It's something savored, and they're delicious.
And it's especially, you're down a run, the two outs, nobody on, and you score two runs. That's big. That's huge. You got Ronel Blanco tonight against Burke. That's not what Ronel Blanco, his last outing in Sugarland, he gave up a 10 spot. So that's a little troublesome. Not sure what the number is on this game, but go over, I think, and watch. It's a 1-0 game when it's all said and done. Yeah, you got Blanco tonight, you've got Wisniewski, and then you got Hunter Brown on Thursday afternoon. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, and you guys can all get to the game. There is the Astros are still drawing people, although last night didn't look, it wasn't all that great. Mm-hmm. It was a Monday night and with school back in session.
It wasn't great. And especially by like the sixth inning, I was like, I really need to take Mason because we can probably work our way down to the diamond level. I mean,
yeah,
if no, we you can dodge. If
well,
we can dodge
the diamond level is tough. The diamond level is tough, but you can get down right behind the diamond level.
Yeah, yeah. It was not full. Yeah. It didn't look like a USC football game, but it was not full.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. Dell, can you get Joey McGuire ready? I saw the Barstool guys. They went off on USC. I saw Paul Feinbaum. Oh my God, he went off on Lane Kiffin. He doesn't like Lane Kiffin anyway. He's had it in for Lane.
They've had it in for
Lincoln Riley for the last couple of years.
Yeah, now Lincoln Riley. Yeah, Lane Kiffin.
I meant Lincoln.
Well, so Paul plays a character now. He is the new SEC guy, where he plays a character where he dogs out the Big 12. The Big 10, and he dogs out like Lincoln Riley. Like Paul plays a role now. He's figured out this, I'm going to be a character now.
Well, he's always been an SEC guy. He's always been an SEC guy,
but now he goes, he picks fights with the Big Ten. And you won ESPN, says, you won't believe what Paul Feinbaum said about Ohio State. Mm. Like, okay, I know Skip Feinbaum just said something. So,
Joey McGuire, listen to this. Joey McGuire from Lubbock throwing hand grenades at USC.
Not to take any shots, because I have a lot of respect for, USC and Lincoln Riley. But, man, it's really awesome to be playing in Lubbock, Texas, knowing we're going to be playing in front of 60,000. And it's going to be warm. It's going to be every bit as warm as it was Saturday. The great thing is we got some really tough people at West Texas that love their football, and they're going to show up. And no matter what the weather's like, there's not going to be any excuse of why they're not going to be here for us.
Man, why?
See that? Stop. See what he's doing, trying to incept them to come?
Stop playing your wrestling face card. I love Detroit. And all the Detroit people go, yeah!
It's going to be warm here. He didn't say hot. He used the word warm. Was a choice.
Well,
and they're going to be out here. These people are tough. And basically saying, you're a pussy
Joey
if
McGuire,
you don't show up. That's what he was doing.
Mind your business, Joey McGuire.
He was accepting them to come out.
Okay. I just want, things to do in L.A. versus things to do in Lubbock.
Can you lead with, if you eat an 89-ounce steak, including the fat, that you get it for free? Can you lead with that in L.A.? No, you cannot.
Look, guys.
So you just lost that
battle.
What
exactly is Texas Tech football competing with?
Steak-eating place.
Is there a steakhouse that everyone
loves
there?
There's a steakhouse. If you eat the whole thing, you get it for free.
Like, where do the kids go?
What
on a Friday night in Lubbock if it's not to a high school football?
Probably
game. Where do they go?
Dairy Queen or a Buffalo Wild Wings, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they don't have a beach, but if you keep driving, have you ever seen that thing where all the Cadillacs are planted in the ground head first, and you take spray paint and you can spray whatever you want on them? Mm-hmm. You seen that?
Mm.
Me and the kids and my wife stopped there when we were headed to Colorado one time. So there's that. You can always bring your own spray paint. You stop and buy some, and you can spray those Cadillacs. They probably don't have that in L.A.
I hope people just finally come to accept, I guess they never will, that certain parts of the country don't want to behave like you, and the same goes for them. It's just how it is. Well, it's been a thing. What's going to happen? Are you going to shame?
Doesn't have a choice, Del.
Are you going to shame Southern California people into going to USC games?
Well, they tried.
That's not going to happen.
Actually, they tried, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, that's not their priority.
Do you think Joey made the Southern Cal people envious of Texas Tech?
I imagine they're thinking to themselves, isn't that the place that throws perfectly good tortillas onto the field?
Isn't that place? I think this is Joey making sure to rally his base, saying our guys are tough. They'll come out no matter who we're playing, and no matter the fact that Brendan Sorsby's not going to be
Thomas
here.
Thomas Castellanos is our quarterback.
They'll keep showing up. Yeah, they show up. Like, he wanted to say, look how bad those people are, but our people won't do that, right, our people? Now, of course, Texas Tech is going to have more people. But
of course.
Greg Tuohy, who lives in L.A., who's a producer for Colin Cowherd's show, I saw his comment was the same thing you'd comment, John. He's like, what? This is – and he's from Austin, Greg was. He's a huge Astros fan, too. He said – what? He goes, in L.A., we've got like 25 things to do on any given Saturday that would beat college football unless you're a hardcore fan or a hardcore, you know, somebody who went to that school. He's like, I've been to Lubbock. I know what Texas Tech has. This is not an apples-to-apples comparison. It's true. It's the same reason that they used to give for L.A. not following their football teams, pro football teams, right? Well, pro football. We got the Houston Texans because L.A. couldn't even get their crap together. The NFL was trying so hard to give L.A. a team, and they just were like, I don't know, bro. I don't know if we want a football team, bro. And then they said, okay, we'll go to Houston then. That's how we got a team. John, you know that we were shocked on our morning show on 610 as anyone. Like, wait, Houston got the team? Not L.A.? Houston got it? Okay. That's because they don't care. They just don't care unless it's a hot ticket. Then they will show up at a hot ticket.
It's going to be red, white, and blue? Okay. Let's go. It's going to have a song. It's going to have a great song.
Houston,
which great song?
We are the best.
The band?
Marching
band song?
John, shame the marching band out of
existence. No, not the marching band song. That was the greatest song ever. But
Clay Walker. Yeah.
I mean, it's football.
We haven't played that song in a long time.
Well, I mean,
that banger.
Yeah,
it'll
get use during football season.
You know, it hits me different. Sometimes it puts me in a good mood, and sometimes.
How often does that song get you ready to
play? It gets me ready
in
every
a weird
time.
Way. In a weird way, it will if you hit it at the right time.
Yeah,
I don't. No, I never know what it's going to do until I hear it.
It's a banger.
It's a banger. Tough.
It's one of the great sports songs of all time. And you two denigrate it.
You have
it
a top five or something?
Well, in the city of Houston, it goes, you know, either All Systems Go or
Football Time
in Houston. It's one of those two.
There's no Rocket song?
I was thinking about that. And Come on, Ride the Train, but that was like during the 90s championships, and it wasn't about the Rockets. They just used to play it a lot.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776. That was, I think we started talking about the Astros, but no one knows.
Joey McGuire.
713-780-3776. Hey, Republic Boot Company. We're back. It's getting close to Christmas time. How about getting boots for your people? They got Texas handmade custom leather boots unlike any other you're going to find in the world. Get your order in now. Have them ready for this Christmas, okay? They got the 1836 line stock boots, but they still hand make those, and they can still fit them to your foot, okay? If you're going to get a boot made by Republic Boot Company, trust me, it's going to take a while, okay? Because it is handmade, it is the specifications and how much work they put into every single boot. It is incredible. How about having a corporate event there? We had a holiday party there. It was awesome. Awesome, awesome place to have. Great venue. You can get up to 200 people in there. This Republic Boot Company is just different. Nobody else has Republic Boot Company, Lance. We got Republic Boot Company.
On the website, you can go to the design center. You know, they've got hats. They fit the hats perfectly. They've got boots that can be custom designed. They can take them off the shelf, the 1836, and fit them to your foot. They've got gifts that are amazing. They've even got shirts and sports coats and really anything that you can possibly imagine. And it's a slice of Texas history when you walk in. Smells great, looks incredible, and the people there are so knowledgeable, so friendly. It's really awesome. And while you're on the website, text at republicbootcompany.com, go ahead and click Wine Castle and go read up on their wine castle. This is truly incredible. I didn't know about this, but I'm going to dig deeper in this because this is something that looks like a phenomenal experiential opportunity for you right here in the great state of Texas. It's republicbootcompany.com and the Heights, republicbootcompany.com.
All right, we'll go back here on ESPN 975-713-780-3776. So we've been talking a lot of college football. And Joel Klatt, former Colorado quarterback, he is a college football analyst. He's got his own podcast. He works. He's the number one guy for Fox, right?
Yeah, and he took one of Kirk Herbstreit's jobs.
Yeah, so he did what?
Kirk Herbstreit was the analyst for the first 2 years of the revival of the college football video game. Joel Klatt does that now, so he's rising up the ranks of people who you're supposed to care about when they talk about college football.
What do you think the Aggies are going to think of him now?
Well, I don't know if they have a history of Joel Klatt, but if this is a starting point, it's not great for that relationship.
Well, and Auburn. So here is, here is Joel Klatt. I think he's talking about Auburn, and then somehow A&M gets. Take some shots here.
Auburn reminds me a lot of Texas A&M. And in that, like, there's not a ton of consistency, but the expectations are always that they're going to be great. You know, like, A&M fans have an overinflated view of just what they are. And I would say the same for Auburn. Sorry. Like, that is it just... I know that's... You've got pops, you know? You, like, pop up there, and when it's great, it's great. It's great. It's fantastic. It's a great program. I love Auburn. But they have not shown the consistency of other quality programs. You know, they're a popcorn program, just like A&M.
Oh!
They're an average program that pops up every once in a while.
A popcorn program that thinks they're better than they are?
Wow.
Oh! The disrespect he put on this song.
You got to remember, there's some Big 12 hate there, because when Colorado and A&M were in the same conference while Joel Klatt was there. I believe.
Yeah, right? But Auburn caught it too.
I'm trying to remember the timeline. Was Colorado? Yeah, they were in the same conference.
Yeah.
So there may be some of that too when he's dropping that on A&M.
Yeah. When was Klatt there?
I think Klatt Colorado
was there
playing the
in
Big 90, 12.
He was there.
I think he was there later than that.
He was there in 2001.
He was at this game.
He was at this big when Vince Young.
You're making stuff up.
I'm sorry, 2006.
Yeah, there it is.
2006. He was on that Big 12 conference.
Texas slaughtered.
Yeah. That slaughtered.
He was there from 02 to 05.
Slaughtered up here at the Big 12 championship game.
There might be a little old Big 12 animosity there too, dropping that on A&M, just throwing them in there as well.
Yeah. It's just, I don't want to say, Auburn and A&M, are they similar programs?
Auburn would tell you, how dare you. We've played national title games the last 15, 20 years. What has A&M done?
Right. It's true. It is true.
Yeah, they've played. Now, the two that they played in came in pretty close proximity, 2010 when they won with Cam, and then 2013 when they lost the thriller to FSU. Auburn's like, excuse me, in the modern era, we've won a title and played for another one. What have they done?
It is true. It is true. But of late.
Sure, in the last 15 years, yeah.
Yeah, last 15 years,
12,
it's been.
12, 10, 12 years. A&M is probably, well, Auburn has been to SEC title games, something A&M cannot say that they've done over the last 10 years. So Auburn would still say, we got a lot of turnover. Our coach runs into rounds to try to get another guy fired. We do all that because we're SEC. But we do make SEC title games every now and again.
Right.
What do they do?
A&M can say we were in the playoff last year.
And then score 3 points. Can they really say they're in it?
I said they were in the playoff, weren't they?
Yeah, he scored 3 points at home.
What is wrong with you?
I watched the game. What do you mean, what's wrong with me? That's what happened.
What's I know that, but me? They were in the playoff.
They were in the playoff talking a lot of cash bleep because they're SEC, and then we saw what happened.
Well, hold on, though. But A&M, I would put A&M ahead of where Auburn has been the last four. Like, it's been a little dusty.
It's been a little dusty, yes, over the last four or 5 years. But the last decade, Auburn's played in SEC title games.
They have. I would say A&M's been a more consistent football player.
Well, how many coaches has A&M had with all this consistency?
Well, they had Jimbo for a while. And they had, I don't know, not a ton. They had Sumlin, Jimbo, Sumlin at the beginning. And then they've had, who was after Sumlin? Jimbo?
It Jimbo, I think?
Yeah.
Jimbo and Anelka. So not a ton. Sumlin came in 11.
Sumlin hung around because so many contract extensions. Then Jimbo.
Yep.
Sumlin was there from 12 to 17. Then Jimbo. And then now Elko. So it's about, 5-6 years for each. We'll see how long Elko lasts.
Forever. Statue.
I mean, Auburn has been... I don't know. I'm not sure why he decided to... Well, he's being honest. That's his feelings. I appreciate the fact that he's actually saying, in a world where college football fans will absolutely lose their bleep on you, it's refreshing that Joel said what he meant. Said what he thinks. You know, mm-hmm. That's refreshing. You're going to take bullets, and I don't necessarily agree with what you said, but I will tell you that is rare for a guy in his position to make a comment that feels that incendiary.
Yeah. Auburn, over the last, since 2020, they've been pretty, pretty poor since the end of the Malzahn tenure. Harsin and Hugh Freeze, now Alex Golish. It's been pretty bad at Auburn. 2017 is the last time they won more than 9 games. They won 10 games that year. So, yeah, A&M.
And behind the scenes, it's been brutal.
So, A&M make a playoff, had a good start to the previous season under Elko. They're in a much better spot. Much better spot than Auburn is with their new coach. But Joel Klatt just tossed them into the grease along with Auburn.
Ooh, did he ever. That was ugly, Joel. Okay? Stop already.
They think they're better than they are. What if he had said, they're Texas' little brother?
Well, that's
what if he had tried to hit him with that?
I don't think that's too
bunch
much.
Of dead dogs looking at
scoreboards.
I mean, what are they doing over there?
He would really have to know some stuff about A&M.
He's really going, Joel's going all in on them.
I just want to light a fire under A&M and tell you just what Joel Klatt thinks of me.
They've heard worse. From their neighbors. They live next to people who said worse things about their program.
Yeah, that's true.
But still,
when a national broadcaster says that, hurts a little bit.
That's tough. Well, thankfully.
Yeah. Joel's a little out of line.
A little disrespectful.
A little disrespectful.
Well, they don't really have to worry about him because he does Big Ten stuff on Fox, right? So he won't be calling any of their games.
No.
You said Joel does Big Tings.
Big Tens. Oh. Big Ten stuff on Fox with Gus? So they won't have to worry about him calling their game. That biased Big Ten commentator, Joel Klatt.
They've heard worse from Longhorn Scott.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They can go to their office today and hear some Longhorn or whatever talk mad ass about them. Joel Klatt, whatever. We were born into this hate.
You think you're the first hater?
Yeah, come on. Come on, we hear stuff that hits closer to home than you comparing us to Auburn.
That's true. However,
you compared them to a team that won a national title 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah, and played for another in 2013. Please.
Yeah.
We can only be so lucky if we caught that type of slander every day.
That was a compliment. Yeah. Thank you.
You compared us to Auburn? Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks. All right. 713-780-3777. If you want to hit back, you're more than welcome.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.